Simon and Schuster Audio presents R.L. Stine's Ghosts of Fear Street. Why I'm not afraid of ghosts. Here's R.L. Stine.
Hello, I'm R.L. Stine. Everyone loves a good ghost story, except for Oliver. He says he doesn't believe in ghosts. He says he's not afraid of them. What about you? Do you believe in ghosts? Better not answer until you hear Oliver's story.
Oliver Bowen led his new friend Sean up to the attic in his new house. Oliver looked at the cobwebs and old furniture and dust. He peered into shadowy corners. A grin spread over his face.
Just wait till I get through with this place. It's going to be the coolest room I ever had. You'll see. What do you think, Sean?
Sean pushed his red-framed glasses up on his nose and blinked his blue eyes. His spiky blonde hair was so pale, it was almost white. He looked kind of like a rabbit.
I don't know.
Don't know what?
Don't you think it's kind of spooky up here, Oliver?
That's what I like about it.
I was psyched when I saw your moving vans last week, Oliver. It's been a while since any kids lived in this house.
So, Sean, you're 12 like me. So how come I haven't seen you at Shadyside Middle School?
I go to a private school.
Oh, too bad. It would have been fun if we had classes together. Sometimes it's tough, being the new kid and all.
So, Oliver, you really like it up here?
Well, definitely. I love all this old furniture. You never know where you'll find a secret drawer, or what you'll find inside.
Yeah, like a dead mouse. No thanks.
Oliver fiddled with a large standing mirror.
Our last house didn't have cool stuff like this, or an attic.
How many new houses have you had?
Lots. We move all the time because of my dad's work.
How come? What does he do?
He's a consultant. He does stuff for the government.
Oliver strolled over to an old desk and tugged the handle of the roll top, trying to open it.
I'm sleeping in one of the downstairs bedrooms until I can get this attic fixed up. The farther away from my sister Nell, the better. She's 7 and she is such a pain. Do you have any brothers or sisters, Sean?
Nope. I'm the only one.
Sean shivered a little and crossed his arms, rubbing them as if he were chilled.
Oliver, this room is creepy. This whole house is creepy. Listen, Oliver, there's something you should know. There are a lot of ghosts in this town, especially here on Fear Street.
Are you nuts, or are you just trying to scare me? Because I hate to tell you, it won't work.
I'm serious, Oliver. You have to be careful around here. Just about every house on Fear Street has a ghost in it. I bet this house has more than one. Nobody's ever lived here longer than a couple of months. This very room is probably haunted.
Come on, Sean, don't be demented. Everyone knows there's no such thing as ghosts. Those are just stories to scare babies with. Nothing scares me.
Don't say things like that. You'll just make them mad. We'd better get out of here.
Get real, Sean.
Suddenly, a rustling noise came from the back of the attic. Sean glanced over to where the noise came from. His eyes widened.
Oh, no!
Oliver whirled to look behind him. Something moved near the open window. Something pale. An old sheet draped across an armchair. Oliver and Sean stared as it rose slowly into the air. The old dusty sheet hovered above the armchair. It curved over something round, its hem flapping in and out. Sean lifted a shaking hand and pointed.
Oliver, look!
Chill, Sean. It's just Spooky, my Doberman. He follows me everywhere. He likes to hide under things.
Oliver went over and jerked the sheet from the air above the armchair. There was nothing below it but a seat cushion.
Weird. I could have sworn he was under here.
Sean stared at the sheet. His eyes behind his glasses were wide.
If Spooky didn't make that sheet rise, what did?
Oliver waved at the open window beside the chair.
It was probably just a breeze or something.
I have never seen a breeze that could do that. It was ghosts.
No way. Anyway, suppose there are ghosts, which there aren't. Why would they make a sheet rise in the air? What a dumb trick.
Ghosts don't need human reasons for doing what they do.
If I were a ghost, I'd pick something way cooler than a sheet to play with. Come on, let's go downstairs. I've got something to show you in my room.
Oliver bounded down the creaky attic stairs.
Hey, Oliver! Don't leave me up here alone! Wait up!
Sean ran to catch up with Oliver. The attic was silent and still for a moment. Then, twin whirlwinds began to spin, lifting spirals of dust. They swirled faster and faster. The cobwebs stirred in the breeze. Slowly, two ghostly figures appeared. The first one, Robbie, smoothed down his blonde hair. It was short on the sides and long on top. Then he straightened out his shirt. He wore a navy blue sailor suit with a wide square collar. He hated that suit, but he always appeared in it because he was wearing it when he died. Robbie's older sister, Dora, looked like an ordinary blonde-haired, blue-eyed 12-year-old girl, her hair in two braids with big ribbons on the ends. She wore an old-fashioned yellow dress with puffy sleeves. No one would guess by looking at her that she was a ghost, just like Robbie. But they'd both been ghosts for more than 100 years. Robbie sneered at Dora.
"What teacher is so dumb? You call that scary? Babies wouldn't be scared of that."
"Shut up, little brother. Some scares work better than others. Babies are scared when they see your hideous face."
Robbie stuck his tongue out. Then he made the flesh melt off his face until only skull, tongue, and eyeballs were left. Dora didn't even blink.
"That's much less scary than your regular face. You want to see scary?"
Dora made her skin slowly peel off, evaporating into the air. She threw her skull back and waved her white bone hands in the air. Then she danced around the attic as a clattering skeleton. Her yellow dress hung from her dry bones. Robbie had to admit she looked gruesome. It was a really cool trick. Dora danced over to the big dusty mirror in the corner and floated up so she could see her reflection. She curtsied to the skeleton in the mirror, clacking her jawbone.
"How come you're always staring at your ghost self? Your face stays the same."
"Yeah, I always look good. And you always look dumb. Who could be scared of a 10-year-old kid in a sailor suit?"
Robbie floated over to the desk. He perched on top of it. Dora drifted over to sit on the armchair.
"That Oliver kid is going to be tough. I don't want him up here in our attic."
"Neither do I."
"We don't need some dumb lifer getting in the way when we're fixing up a scare."
Dora called all humans lifers.
"Now we'll have to watch every move we make."
"It is easier to haunt the house when we can hide in the attic between scares."
Ghosts didn't have to eat or sleep, but they did need rest sometimes, especially if they did hard tricks, like moving things or touching people.
"And he's got some nerve. Everyone knows there's no such thing as ghosts. Maybe we should show him just how wrong he is."
Robbie and Dora shared a mischievous grin.
"Let's scare him. Let's scare him right out of the attic."
"Better than that. Let's make him run to his parents and beg to move away."
"Move away? How come you always want everybody to move away? There's nothing to do around here unless someone is living in the house. On the other hand, I can't resist a good scare session. But I can scare him better than you can."
"Bet you can't."
"Bet I can."
"Oh, yeah? Well, we'll just see about that. We'll take turns scaring him. The one who makes him run to Mommy and Daddy first wins."
"A contest? You're on. But it's my turn next. You already tried that stupid sheet trick."
"All right. Whatever you do, I'll top it."
"I'm going down to check out Oliver's room now. You better not scare him before I do, or you lose the contest."
Robbie lurked in the doorway of Oliver's room. Oliver sat on his bed, playing an unplugged electric guitar. Sean was sitting on the desk chair, leafing through some comic books. Robbie scanned the room.
Let's see. What can I use in this to scare Oliver into believing in ghosts?
A glass tank by the window caught Robbie's eye. Dirt, a geranium plant, and a bowl of water were inside. Robbie drifted closer. He peered through the glass. A giant, hairy, red-legged spider stared back at him. Robbie hated spiders.
So, Sean, do you play any instruments?
Nope. My mom made me take piano lessons when I was 9, but I hated them.
Robbie floated over and peeked over Sean's shoulder to check out the comic book. Just as Robbie leaned in for a closer look, Sean clapped the comic book shut and put it on the floor. Frustrated, Robbie drifted toward the door. Dora appeared right in front of him.
Got any bright ideas, little brother? Or are you just mooning around as usual?
Robbie glared at his sister. He wished he had an idea about how to scare Oliver, but Oliver's room hadn't inspired him. Aside from the tarantula and some dirty clothes, there wasn't anything scary in Oliver's room. And then, the laundry pile began to move. At the sudden noise, Robbie shrieked and jumped 2 feet in the air. He whirled to see a huge black Doberman pincher leap up from under a pile of dirty laundry. Oliver clapped his hands.
Spooky, sit. Good dog.
Dora looked up to where Robbie was hovering near the ceiling.
It's okay, sailor boy. You can come down now. The big bad doggy isn't attacking anymore.
Robbie drifted down slowly.
The dog surprised me. He didn't scare me. Just surprised me, that's all.
Dora floated out of Oliver's room into the hallway.
Oh, you're so good. You're so scary. You're such a ghoul.
Robbie charged up the hall. He hated it when Dora made fun of him.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Robbie ran right through Dora, which he immediately regretted. Their ghost energies got all stirred and snarled up. Dora lay on the floor and moaned.
Oh, why did you have to go and do that?
I told you to shut up. At least you're not laughing at me anymore. Come on, let's go back to the attic.
Robbie and Dora were back up in the attic and feeling better. Robbie was pacing back and forth.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'll groan and howl after he's asleep. He'll wake up with nightmares.
You groan like a sick cow.
Oh, yeah? You sound like a dying cat.
Oh, yeah? We'll just see who's the better groaner.
That's nothing. Listen to this.
Not even a sick cow. Sick calf. Let me show you how it's done, little brother.
Pathetic. Allow me.
Good.
I don't know about you, but I'm ready for tonight.
Robbie hovered in Oliver's room as Oliver climbed into bed and turned out the light. He waited until Oliver's breathing slowed into sleep. Then he tuned his voice so lifers could hear him. He coughed a couple of times to clear his throat. Then he launched into the groan of a man seeing a dead, rotting body for the first time. Kind of a, this is so horrible, I'm gonna barf groan. Oliver didn't stir. His breathing stayed steady. Robbie moved closer to the bed. He moaned the moan of somebody in a haunted house, faced with dozens of ghostly skeletons and rotting corpses, waving loose arms and legs and bones. No reaction from Oliver. Robbie shook his head. Robbie took a huge breath, then let out his best wall-shaking, floor-rumbling, black cat-screeching groan, driving it up and up into a howl that ended in a shuddering scream of terror.
Huh? Huh?
Oliver sat up straight in bed. Robbie smiled. Oliver's eyes opened, wide. Robbie watched gleefully as Oliver jumped out of bed and ran into the hallway.
Yes, I did it! I scared him! I win the contest!
Robbie followed, grinning from ear to ear. He scampered down the hallway after Oliver, posing like a muscle man, flexing first his right bicep, then his left. Oliver dashed to the master bedroom. He threw open the door.
Mom? Dad?
What is it, Oliver?
Oh, Dad, Nell's having one of her nightmares again. She's moaning and groaning. She woke me up.
Robbie's smile faded immediately. His shoulders hunched.
Nell? Nightmares? What is Oliver talking about? All my classic moans, my awful groans, my piercing shrieks? Oliver thinks they came from a little whimpering kid with nightmares? I'm a big fat failure.
Dora's voice behind Robbie made him jump.
I'll second that motion. That was so scary. Oliver thought he was hearing his itty-bitty little sister having nightmares.
Robbie dragged himself back up to the attic, feeling miserable. Dora followed close behind, gloating all the way.
You're such a loser.
Dora danced across the floor, up the wall, and all over the ceiling.
The tiniest of the whiny, the limpiest of the impy.
Holding her skirts, she skipped back and forth on the attic ceiling.
You'll feel even worse when my plan works.
What are you going to do? What's your plan?
Dora smiled her killer grin.
You'll see. And watch out. It'll scare the afterlife out of you.
The next day, Robbie and Dora were in the attic, waiting for Oliver to come home from school. Dora was sitting in the old armchair. She had spent the whole day bragging to Robbie about the great scare she had in store for Oliver. She glanced out the window and saw Oliver coming up the street.
Okay, Robbie. Oliver's home from school. Now go down to his room and wait there. I need to be alone. This scare is going to take all my concentration, and I don't want you around. So be a good little ghost and disappear.
Robbie waited in Oliver's room, just as Dora had instructed. He watched Oliver slip a shiny disc into the CD-ROM drive of his computer. Sean and Oliver sat on swivel chairs in front of Oliver's desk.
Hey, check it out, Sean. I just got this game, Off-Road Super Rally. This one's supposed to be really great.
Robbie hovered behind Oliver and Sean, staring at the computer screen. Music came from the computer speakers as the screen went dark. Robbie watched as a scene came up. Deep, dark jungle. A stream ran across the left corner of the screen. The water rushed and bubbled. A black panther crept along a wide branch. It growled, showing white teeth and a red tongue. Then, a safari car drove in from the right. Oliver gripped the joystick and clicked to start the game.
Cool.
The view switched to inside the safari car. The screen showed the top of the steering wheel, the dashboard with its dials, and just a little of the car's front hood. The car sped along a rocky dirt road. Robbie could see jungle through the windshield. Oliver pushed the joystick forward. The car bumped over the rocky terrain. Banana tree branches whacked the roof of the car. Suddenly, a girl appeared on the track in front of the car. Oliver jerked back on the joystick.
What? What's up with that?
The car slowed and stopped. Oliver and Sean stared at the screen, waiting for the girl to do something. Robbie leaned in and stared too. He narrowed his eyes and realized that it was Dora in the computer screen. Robbie braced himself. This was the scare. Dora's yellow dress billowed in the breeze. She looked almost alive. She stood motionless for a moment, then strolled right up to the windshield. Oliver and Sean leaned back a little, surprised. Oliver hit the side of his computer screen.
What's going on? I don't think this game is supposed to work like this.
Sean slid his chair a foot away from the computer. Dora leaned forward until her face filled up most of the monitor. The car's dashboard disappeared. She smiled, slowly. Robbie flinched, preparing himself to be scared. He knew to expect the worst from Dora. Skin melted off Dora's face, sizzling away like angry dust, leaving a skull behind. Sean covered his eyes with his hands, but Oliver just stared at the screen, clicking his joystick. Dora's skull grinned. Then she made the grin grow wider. Even without flesh, her mouth opened slowly.
Hello, Oliver. How do you like this game?
Then flames roared out of Dora's mouth. Sean screamed. So did Robbie. Robbie clapped his hands over his mouth. He regretted screaming. Dora heard him for sure, and she'd never let him forget it. Oliver stared at the skull as it laughed and smacked its teeth together. Then he jumped up out of his chair and tore out of the room.
Dad? Dad?
Robbie watched Oliver run down the hall. Sean must have ducked out, because he was nowhere in sight. Robbie hadn't seen him leave, but then Robbie hadn't noticed much while Dora scared him silly. Dora popped out of the computer and floated around the room, her flesh back on her grinning face.
I win. I am the queen of fright. I am the scream supreme.
Not yet. We need to find out what Oliver is going to do. Come on.
He headed into the hall after Oliver. Dora followed behind, somersaulting through the air, exhilarated by her triumphant scare. Oliver didn't head for his parents' bedroom this time. He ran to the big room downstairs where his father had set up his office. It was filled with all kinds of weird electronic equipment. Robbie still hadn't been able to figure out what Mr. Bowen did with his machines. Oliver burst into Mr. Bowen's workroom. Robbie and Dora drifted in behind him.
Dad! Dad!
What's the matter, son?
That new game you got me? Off-road rally?
What about it, son?
That dumb game. It started out being this cool off-road racing simulator, but then it went totally buggy. It's all mixed up with some stupid haunted house game.
Really? Why? What did it do?
Well, this girl turned into a skull and made stupid noises. What kind of idiot game is that? We must have gotten a defective copy. It's totally dorky.
Idiot game? Dorky? He's not scared. He's annoying.
Oliver smiled at his dad.
So can we return it?
Sure we can, Oliver. I'll take care of it tomorrow.
Thanks, Dad.
Oliver headed back to his room. Robbie and Dora went back to the attic, arguing about Oliver and their scares.
Whatever you're planning, Robbie, it can't possibly be better than my scare.
Your scare? Oh, yeah, it worked so well.
Ha! Look who's talking, Mr. Monathon. And hey, I heard you scream.
Robbie felt as if he were turning red, even though ghosts can't blush.
Well, you just surprised me, that's all.
You were scared, admit it.
Okay, I was scared. But so what? Oliver wasn't. Not even for a second.
For my next scare, I'll try something bigger.
No fair, it's my turn next.
You pale excuse for a ghost. What happened last night? My little sister's having nightmares. What makes you think that tonight's gonna be any different?
You'll see.
He was so mad at Dora, he wanted to spit. But ghosts can't do that either.
Just you wait. I don't know exactly what we're going to do yet, but it's going to be...
Robbie never prepared more carefully for a haunt in his whole afterlife. He had plans, big plans. From his perch on top of Oliver's dresser, Robbie watched Oliver turn out the light and pull up the covers. Spooky turned around 3 times and then lay down. Finally, Oliver was breathing long and slowly. Robbie drifted above Oliver's bed. He could hear soft snores. Robbie tuned his voice and his sound effects so that only Oliver could hear them. Then he groaned.
That's it.
Robbie curled his fingers into claws. Then he floated over to Oliver's closet and scraped his nails across the wood. Robbie touched the door hinges with ghost fingers. Oliver turned over and sighed in his sleep. Slightly, Robbie tweaked Oliver's nose. Oliver just brushed his hand across his nose. His eyes stayed closed, and he still breathed slowly. Robbie put his hands on his hips and stared down at Oliver. That the covers of comic books on the floor flipped open and pages fluttered. Robbie screamed. He gurgled with a horrible, wet, choking noise, then stopped as if his throat had been cut. Oliver lay quietly on the bed below Robbie. Robbie gritted his teeth. Robbie stomped around the room. He almost tripped over Spooky, fast asleep on the floor at the foot of Oliver's bed.
Even the dog slept in my room. Cora's right. I am a loser. Loser, loser, loser.
Dora appeared at the door.
Well, for once, we agree. I must say, Robbie, that was exciting. About as exciting as a Sunday afternoon nap.
Don't gloat, Dora. I hate it when you gloat.
Robbie headed for the attic. He couldn't stand being in Oliver's room a moment longer.
All my best skills, and not one of them scared that kid. I'm exhausted.
Robbie climbed the attic stairs. He was so tired, he couldn't even float up. He slumped in the armchair so weak, he couldn't even raise dust. Dora was dancing around the room, making him feel even more miserable.
Don't you worry, Mr. Useless Excuse for a Nightmare. Big Sister will take care of everything. It's time for something completely different. A whole new tactic. Guess what? Tomorrow, we're going to follow Oliver to school. We're going to scare Oliver out in the open, in front of other kids. That'll teach him.
What a mean plan. Let's do it.
The next morning, Robbie and Dora followed Oliver to school. Oliver's first class was math. The teacher, Ms. Gerard, handed out a math test.
Now that we've gotten the introductory material out of the way, I want to see where you all are in math. I see we have some new faces at Shadyside this year.
Ms. Gerard smiled at Oliver. Oliver smiled back, looking embarrassed. He peeked at the kids near him. Robbie checked them out, too. They were studying Oliver. He was the new kid, after all. Dora noticed the kids checking Oliver out, too.
Oh, yeah. This'll be good. Really embarrassing.
Ms. Gerard continued passing out blank paper to all the kids.
Here's an extra sheet of paper. Remember, show your calculations, everyone.
Some kids groaned and mumbled that it was too hard. Oliver went right at it. Oliver was good at math. Oliver was breezing through the third problem when Dora sprang into action.
Watch this, Robbie.
Dora grabbed the pencil out of Oliver's hand. She zoomed up and drilled the pencil point first into the ceiling. Oliver blinked, stared at his paper and his hand. He peered down at the floor. No pencil, but also no reaction. Dora was a little surprised, but Robbie knew what she had done wrong.
You performed the trick so fast, Dora. You didn't even know what happened.
Yeah. I'm not done yet.
Oliver yawned into the back of his hand, dragged out his backpack, and pulled out his three-ring binder. He flipped it open and took another pencil out of the zip pocket in front. Then he went back to work. Dora tried again. But this time, Oliver clutched his pencil so tightly, Dora couldn't snatch it away.
Let go!
Dora was really steamed now. She snatched Oliver's notebook off his desk and slammed it onto the floor. Ms. Gerard looked up. Several heads whipped around. Oliver smiled feebly.
Sorry.
All the kids in the class stared at him. The room buzzed as the class muttered and murmured. Some kids pointed at the pencils in the ceiling. Ms. Gerard looked up from her desk.
Class? What's all this noise? Get back to work.
The kids picked up their pencils and went back to work. But everyone kept sneaking looks at Oliver. Dora swooped at Oliver's desk.
You asked for it this time, Oliver.
She grabbed his math test and tugged it. Oliver dropped his pencil on the desk and grabbed his test. Dora snatched his pencil and jammed it into the ceiling. Robbie couldn't believe it. All Oliver did was open his notebook and reach into his pencil keeper. But this time, Oliver came up empty. Oliver sighed and stood up. He gazed at the pencils in the ceiling. Then he climbed onto his desk chair and reached for them. Ms. Gerard looked up again.
Oliver Bowen, exactly what do you think you're doing?
Dora swooped in at Oliver one more time.
I've got him this time.
Dora grabbed Oliver and spun him around on the chair. Robbie flew up to the ceiling as the class went wild. Kids jumped to their feet. The whole room buzzed. Ms. Gerard tried to restore order.
Oliver Bowen, stop that! Oliver Bowen, do I have to send you to the principal's office? Class, settle down.
Ms. Gerard hit her desk with a steel ruler. Still, the kids pointed, talked, and stared. Dora spun Oliver six times. Then she let go of him. Robbie gazed at his sister. She was fading. Her outline was beginning to blur. She used up a lot of energy moving something as big as a boy. She looked a little green. Robbie turned to look at Oliver. Oliver swayed on his chair, trying to steady himself. He opened his eyes really wide and his mouth. His face twisted. Oliver was going to scream. Robbie just knew it. Oliver was going to scream in terror. Dora had won the bet.
Oliver's mouth opened even wider. Robbie covered his ears. Everything was still for a moment, and then...
Achoo!
Oliver sneezed. Miss Gerard blinked twice.
Oliver Bowen, explain your behavior.
Oliver reached up and grabbed the pencils from the soundproof ceiling tiles. Then he jumped down off the chair.
I'm sorry, Miss Gerard.
Sorry doesn't cut it, mister. What were you doing on that chair?
I was, going to get my pencils off the ceiling, but then I could feel myself about to sneeze. I mean, a big one. And trying not to sneeze made me kind of jerk around, and then it got out of control somehow, and,
Miss Gerard glared at him. Her eyes narrowed. Oliver neatly arranged his pencils on his desk.
I won't do it again, Miss Gerard.
See that you don't. You have 15 minutes to finish this test. I hope you do as well in math as you do in excuses. Class, get back to work.
Dora bounced around Oliver in total frustration.
You moron! You dunce! You idiot! Don't you even know when you've been haunted? How stupid can you be? Ugh! Why am I wasting all my talent on a dodo like you?
Dora looked over to Robbie.
This is ridiculous. Let's go home, Robbie. Let's go home and plan something really big.
Oliver stood at his locker, sorting through his textbooks, deciding which ones to take home. He was trying to forget about his weird day. Math class had certainly made an impression on his new schoolmates, though Oliver wasn't sure if it was the kind of impression he wanted to make. As he headed for the exit, he got that strange feeling that someone was watching him. It felt like a tingle between his shoulder blades and an itch on his scalp, as if his hair were trying to stand on end. Oliver hated feeling jumpy, but he couldn't stop the feeling. He tried to shrug it off as he pushed open the school door. He stepped out into a dark, blustery afternoon. A few cold raindrops spattered on Oliver's windbreaker. Oliver looked up at the gathering dark clouds in the sky. Then he got that weird feeling again, a feeling like he was being followed or stared at. He turned to look behind him. Nobody was there. He turned to go down the steps, and suddenly there was Sean standing in front of him, blinking through his glasses.
Oh, Sean, it's you. Boy, do I feel like an idiot.
Sorry, Oliver. I didn't mean to scare you.
Scare me? You didn't scare me. It's just that, it's nothing. What are you doing here anyway? You don't go to Shadyside Middle School.
I was looking for you. I need to talk to you.
Need to talk to me? About what?
Ghosts.
Ghosts? Oh, man, did anybody ever tell you you have a one-track mind?
Oliver headed to the sidewalk. Sean trailed after him.
No.
Well, you do.
Oliver, this isn't just some dumb story. I have to warn you. I have to tell you about the ghosts.
Okay, Sean, okay. But I'm late picking up Nell from school. Can we talk about it later? Come by my house later, okay?
Yeah, sure. Later.
Oliver hurried down the street. He looked over his shoulder and saw Sean watching him walk away. He looked terminally depressed. Oliver wondered what Sean had to tell him that was so important. Rain poured down outside. Robbie sat by the attic window and watched Oliver trudging up the street through the rain. His hair was plastered to his head, and his jacket looked sopping wet. The front door slammed as Oliver entered the house. Robbie drifted downstairs. He watched Oliver take off his jacket and get a towel to dry his hair. No one else was home. Mr. Bowen usually worked at home, but today he had a meeting. Oliver went to the door and opened it. Sean shivered in the rain on the front steps.
Oh, hi. It's you, Sean. Come on in. You want to play checkers?
Sure.
Sean hung his wet raincoat on one of the hooks by the door.
I'm going to have some hot chocolate first. I'm freezing. You want some?
No, thanks.
You sure? It's the kind with the little marshmallows.
No, really. I'm not thirsty.
Dora drifted down from the attic and joined Robbie.
Oh, yes. I'm going to get that, Oliver. I'll make him believe there's no way I can fail this time.
Oliver carried a mug of hot chocolate into the living room. He set it down on the coffee table. Chocolate-scented steam curled up past his nose, making his mouth water. Sean followed him. Oliver pulled the coffee table away from the couch and got down the board and the box of checkers from the game shelf. He opened the checkerboard and plopped down on the opposite side of the coffee table from Sean and took a sip of chocolate.
I love mini marshmallows. I love squishing them on my tongue. You sure you don't want some, Sean?
I'm sure.
Sean took the red checkers and started putting them in the black squares on one side of the board.
Look, Oliver, I know it isn't safe here, but I have to say something anyway.
Not safe? You sound like someone from one of those dumb old black and white spy movies. But what do you mean, not safe?
No, it's not. It's just not safe here. The ghosts, they...
Sean stopped and stared at the mug on the coffee table. It was shaking. Oliver stared too. His mouth dropped open. Checkers slid in slow motion towards Sean. Something bumped Oliver's elbows. The coffee table was rising off the floor, slowly up past his eyes. Oliver's hot chocolate mug still sat there, steaming gently on the flying coffee table. Oliver slapped his palms on the tabletop and tried to push it down. The table began to tilt. He grabbed for the checkers and his mug, but everything slipped away from him. A second later, Oliver rose from the floor.
Hey, put me down!
He grabbed frantically at the air. He was already 3 feet off the ground. He flapped his arms over his head, trying to force himself down. It only made things worse. Oliver lost his balance completely. He began to turn slow cartwheels in the air.
Whoa! Cut it out!
Oliver was totally out of control. Sean didn't know what to do.
I told you, it's the ghost! They... Whoa!
Then Sean rose off the ground too. Dora floated in the middle of the room, waving her arms over her head.
How about now, Oliver? Do you believe now?
The checkers lifted from the board and twirled around the room. The table started spinning faster and faster. Oliver and Sean spun around it in the other direction. Oliver tried to reach for something, anything, to stop the spinning. He couldn't reach the floor. He couldn't even grab the table. The room whirled by him.
Oh, man. I'm gonna toss my cookies.
Oliver ducked as Sean's foot nearly caught him on the chin. He glimpsed Sean's terrified face. Dora was waving her hands frantically, but the look on her face told Robbie that she was losing control. Things were spinning too fast. She was juggling too much at one time. Robbie slinked away into the corner and covered his eyes. Dora gritted her teeth, but she got caught up in her own whirlwind and went spinning and tumbling up to and partway through the ceiling. Wham! Oliver fell. Sean thudded down right next to him.
Oh, no! The coffee table!
It was falling right toward them. Robbie heard Oliver scream and watched the table plunge toward the boys. Oliver quickly rolled toward the couch. The table clonked him on the side of his head. Robbie squeezed his eyes shut. He couldn't stand it. Dora hovered beside him, her hands covering her mouth. She was trembling. Robbie opened his eyes and glanced at the floor.
Oh, no! The table must have crushed Sean, flattened him. I can't even see his feet poking out. He must have been smashed right into the floor. This is terrible. Terrible! Dora, what have you done?
I never meant to kill anyone. Especially someone I wasn't even trying to hunt.
Why didn't you stop?
Why didn't you help me?
Help me? You never want me to help you. You always think you can do everything.
I know. I thought I... But I couldn't. It was just too much all of a sudden.
All of a sudden? Why did you drop the boys
don't you think I wish I thought of that? Oh, Robbie, this is horrible.
Robbie hovered over to where Oliver lay crumpled on the floor, his eyes closed. Robbie floated down beside Oliver and knelt next to him.
What if Oliver's dead? What are we going to do? Or what if he's still alive and needs a doctor? We can't even call an ambulance. And Sean... No, I don't even want to think about that.
Suddenly, Oliver groaned. Dora quickly drifted over.
Robbie, he's alive!
Oliver sat up and rubbed his eyes.
Oh, my head. What happened? My brain feels scrambled.
Oliver peered around. Rain streaked down the window panes. The house was dark except for a couple of living room lights.
Why is the coffee table upside down on the floor?
Oliver rubbed the back of his head. He felt a bump swelling up like an egg just behind his right ear.
Ouch!
Checkers littered the rug near him. A big pottery mug lay on its side, with a long splash of hot chocolate leading from its mouth across the carpet toward the fireplace. And the stupid coffee table was upside down.
What happened here, Sean? Sean, where are you?
Oliver stared at the coffee table. His stomach clenched. A foggy wisp of white showed above the bottom of the upside-down table.
Oh, no! Sean!
The wisp drifted higher. It solidified into the top of someone's head. White blonde hair. The head rose slowly out of the wood of the table. Pale blue eyes behind red framed glasses stared right at Oliver. The head rose even higher, followed by shoulders and arms and a torso and the rest of a body. Sean sat there on the upside down table, his legs crossed, his hands gripping his knees. He gazed at Oliver. Oliver stared back, amazed.
Sean! You're a ghost!
Robbie grabbed Dora's shoulders and shook her.
See what you did? See what you did? You killed him! Now he's a ghost too!
Dora just floated there, staring at Sean. Oliver rubbed the bump on his head.
I must have hit my head really hard, Sean. You can't be a ghost. It's impossible.
No, Oliver, it's not impossible. I've been trying to tell you for days. I'm a ghost. I've been a ghost for a couple of years now.
A couple of years? Did you hear that, Robbie? A couple of years? I didn't kill him after all. He was a ghost already. Long before we started haunting Oliver. The table didn't kill Sean. You can't kill someone who's already dead. What a relief.
Wait a second, Dora. If Sean is a ghost, then he could see us all the time. Even when we were invisible to humans. All this time, Sean knew exactly when we were around. And where we were.
You're right. Quick, Robbie, follow me.
Dora seeped herself into the wall. Robbie edged up inside the wall until he was right behind a portrait of an old man. He peered out the picture's eyes. Dora eased away to find her own peephole.
Keep quiet, Robbie. Now we can listen without that ghost intruder seeing us.
Sean sat calmly on the upside-down coffee table. Oliver was pacing back and forth.
How can you be a ghost, Sean? I can see you. I can touch you. And you aren't even the tiniest bit scary.
Not the tiniest bit scary? Watch this!
Sean rose and walked around behind the TV set. He bent over and disappeared. Suddenly his face was on the screen. He opened his mouth wide, wider, so wide it took up the whole screen.
Do you believe me now, Oliver?
Sean stuck his head right out of the TV and made a horrible face. His nose melted. His eyes dripped out of their sockets and oozed down his cheeks.
How about now, Oliver?
Sean pulled his head back into the TV and vanished. A second later, he jumped up, back to looking normal. Normal for Sean, at least.
Get the picture, Oliver? Admit it, say it. You believe in ghosts.
Okay, fine, I believe.
Believe what, Oliver?
I believe in ghosts, okay? Happy now?
Very.
Robbie and Dora were stunned. After all their great scares, Sean was the one who made Oliver believe. It was humiliating. Oliver still looked confused.
But, Sean, if you're a ghost, well, that means... I mean, how did you die?
It's a long, horrible story, but I don't have time to talk about it right now.
Sean sat down across from Oliver. He looked very serious.
I have something more important to tell you, Oliver. There are ghosts in this house. Evil ghosts. I've seen them.
Dora was so angry, she almost flew through the wall.
What? He thinks we're evil? Did you hear that, Robbie?
Robbie was more hurt than angry. He never thought of himself as evil.
Yeah, Dora, I heard it.
He's the one siding with the dumb lifer. And we're evil?
Sean's ears pricked up as if he could hear something. Dora immediately quieted down. She wanted to hear what else Sean had to say about them.
Oliver, you're my friend. I wanted to warn you. The ghosts, they're trying to get you, Oliver. That's why they made you fly around the room just now.
What? What are you talking about, Sean?
What do you mean, what am I talking about? Flying, you, me, the table, the checkers, flying around the room? Those ghosts are lunatics.
I don't remember anything about flying.
What?
I remember coming home from school. You coming to the door, us setting up checkers. Then I woke up with a bump on my head and you tell me you're a ghost. I don't even know why the coffee table's upside down.
Robbie clutched his head with both hands.
All that work? All that trouble? For nothing?
Robbie slid through the wall until he could grab Dora's arm.
Come on, Dora. Let's go up to the attic. We need to talk in private.
As soon as Robbie was sure Sean hadn't followed them, he pointed an angry finger at Dora.
I can't believe it. You majorly messed up. Again, you were supposed to scare Oliver out of his wits, not give him amnesia.
Just shut up.
No, no, I never get to say this. You failed. You went to all that trouble, flew stuff around the room, almost killed Oliver, and he can't even remember any of it. Oh, man, this is the worst day of my entire afterlife.
That Oliver kid is the worst kid I have ever seen.
We've wasted one great scare after another on that kid. Okay, that's it. Now he knows about it. He's been warned. No more games. Tonight we are going to work together. And we are going to scare Oliver to death.
Full night darkened the sky. Robbie and Dora had the scare all planned out. They were going to use the things Oliver liked best to scare him this time. His dog and his spider. What could be scarier than your own pets attacking you? And that was just for starters. Robbie and Dora felt as if they had been waiting all night for Oliver to show up. Robbie jumped up the moment he heard the footsteps on the attic stairs. He smiled at Dora, and then they melted into the walls. Oliver arrived at the top of the stairs, carrying the terrarium with the tarantula in it. Spooky followed, but so did Sean. Inside the wall, Robbie joined his energy with Dora's. They didn't know what powers Sean had, but if he tried to interfere with the big haunt, it would be two against one. Besides, Sean had only been a ghost for a couple of years. Robbie and Dora had much more experience. Robbie and Dora concentrated really hard. When their energies reached maximum power, they nodded to each other. Dora and Robbie set their sights on Spooky and the tarantula. They began to chant.
Up, 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 up. Up! Up! Up, Spooky! Up, Spider!
Spooky's ears poked up. The hair on the spider's back pricked up. Robbie and Dora concentrated even harder.
Up! up, up.
With a surge of energy, the dog rose into the air. The lid popped off the terrarium. The tarantula floated up into the air, all eight legs twitching. Ravi had never pulled off such a major trick. He was quite proud of himself.
We did it, Dora! We did it!
Shh!
Keep concentrating, Ravi.
Spooky looked scared to death. He flailed his front paws, moaning in terror. Ravi and Dora waved their arms in big circles over their heads. The pets began to circle in the air. Sean watched the spinning pets in shock.
Oliver, those ghosts are crazy. Let's get out of here.
Sean ducked and Spooky flew right over his head. But Oliver didn't seem to be bothered at all. He strolled over to the big mirror in the corner. Oliver stared at the mirror. He didn't even pay attention to the animals circling over his head. Ravi gazed into the mirror, forgetting to direct the animals. Dora's concentration started to slip, too. She was trying to figure out why Oliver didn't look the least bit worried, let alone scared. The animals slowed and stopped high in the air. Ravi and Dora floated over and hovered behind Oliver. Like Oliver, they looked into the mirror.
I see it, Ravi. But I don't believe it.
Ravi stared at the blank mirror in total shock. He stared so hard, he forgot to concentrate on lifting. The animals dropped to the floor with a thud. Spooky streaked down the attic stairs as though his tail were on fire. The tarantula scuttled over to hide under the desk. Oliver continued staring at the mirror, even though nothing reflected back.
Sean, I know you've been worried about those ghosts and if they can harm me or not. But Sean, I assure you, that was never a problem.
Oliver grinned, showing all his teeth, including long, glistening fangs. Oliver spun around and stared directly at Dora and Ravi.
I see you, ghost. I've known about you all along. We vampires have the sight.
Oliver took two steps toward Dora and Ravi. His eyes seemed to glow red. He smiled at them.
I've been teasing you, pretending I didn't notice you. I was forcing you to weaken yourselves. But now, I've had enough fun and games.
Oliver licked his lips. His fangs glistened.
I'm going to drink. I'm going to drink up the rest of your energy.
Oliver slowly stepped towards the ghosts. Dora and Ravi clutched each other.
I'm with you, little brother.
Turning back into whirlwinds, Ravi and Dora sucked themselves through the wall and out into Shadyside's night sky, never to return. Still smiling, fangs gleaming, Oliver turned to Sean. Sean stared at him wide-eyed, without a single blink. Oliver took a step toward him. Sean shrank back.
What are you going to do with me?
Oliver began to smile. Suddenly, there was a knock on the door.
Come in.
Sean scurried to a corner, far away from Oliver. Oliver's dad stepped into the attic.
How'd it go, son? I just picked up two blips on the radar.
Oh, great, Dad. The ghosts are gone.
Good job, Oliver. Congratulations. So I can now certify this house ghost-free?
Yep.
Sean slowly crawled out from his hiding place in the corner.
What are you talking about?
Oliver glanced at the terrified ghost, at his friend, Sean.
My dad works for the Federal Anti-Spirit Task Force. He's a specialist in de-haunting houses. Dad's been teaching me how to help him with his work. We moved into this house because we knew it was haunted. And the best method to get rid of ghosts is to scare them more than they can scare you.
And Oliver came up with a great plan.
Thanks, Dad.
Say, son, have you heard about any more ghosts in the neighborhood?
Oliver peeked at Sean. Sean hunched his shoulders. He looked terrified.
There are a lot of rumors. Sean's been telling me about some of them. He's a valuable local source.
Oh?
Mr. Bowen studied Sean up and down.
Sean straightened himself up as best he could. Oliver tried to divert his dad's attention away from Sean.
Yeah, Dad. And all the kids at school talk about ghosts, too. Sounds like there's enough work around here to keep us busy for years. But there aren't any more bad ghosts in this house.
Good. Fine work, Oliver. And a fine report. This calls for a celebration. Let's go get some ice cream.
Okay, Dad. I just have to catch my tarantula.
That thing got loose again? You know how your mother hates it when that happens. Better catch it right away.
Mr. Bowen headed down the stairs. Oliver listened for the sound of the door shutting at the bottom of the stairs. Then he turned to Sean. Sean was staring at him.
Thanks for not turning me in, Oliver.
I like you, Sean, even if you are a ghost. Besides, what better way to do research?
Oliver pried the fake fangs out of his mouth.
Check it out, Sean.
You mean you're not really a vampire?
No, it was just part of the plan. Pretty good, huh?
Awesome! And you don't really have the sight?
Nope. I was just guessing where the ghosts were.
And when they did all that stuff to you, you knew it was happening?
Yeah. I bet I drove those ghosts nuts pretending I didn't notice their hauntings.
You drove them crazy! It was pretty funny, actually. But how did you do that mirror trick?
I painted part of the mirror with a special goo that doesn't reflect. Scared those ghosts right out of the house.
Those two scared me. They knew good tricks.
Yeah. Hey, but that skull popping out of the TV trick was cool, too. I wish I could do that.
Thanks. I teach you how, but you're not a ghost.
That's okay. You know, I wasn't even sure this vampire trick would work.
Oliver popped the fangs back into his mouth.
For one thing, what would a vampire want with ghosts? No blood, right? Besides, everyone knows there's no such thing as vampires.
Those ghosts didn't stand a chance with Oliver around. I hope you will come around again for another story from the Ghosts of Fear Street. This is R.L. Stine reminding you, the Ghosts of Fear Street, they'll haunt you forever.
R.L. Stine's Ghosts of Fear Street, Why I'm Not Afraid of Ghosts, was created by Parachute Press and published by Minstrel Books. The narrator was Mark Lynn Baker. The role of Oliver was played by Patrick Levis. Sean was played by Eric Bergen. Dora by Alexandra O'Daly. Robbie by Brandon Espinoza. Mr. Bowen by Tim Sozin. And Ms. Gerard by Deborah Valcourt. It was adapted for audio by Lawrence Axsmith. The recording engineers were Paul Fowley and Michael Jones. Editing and post-production by Rick Bradley. Original music composed and performed by Ari Frankel. The associate producer was Florence Barreau Adams. Why I'm Not Afraid of Ghosts was produced and directed by Susan Perrin. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Also available from Simon & Schuster Audio, R.L. Stine's Ghosts of Fear Street, Three Evil Wishes, and The Creature from Club Laguna.